Hello, everyone, and welcome to this little mini preview episode of Sportspiel. I suppose it's a mini preview episode. Joining me is my podcasting partner in crime, Will Moulton. This is strange, isn't it?
It is. It's been far too long, and I can only apologise to you and to the listeners for our absence, particularly my absence, but our absence as an entity.
Well, yeah, I mean, I will throw my own absence as an entity into there as well, considering I think I recorded one interview throughout all of 2022 for the podcast. It's been a bit of a manic period in all of our lives. Work-wise, life-wise, you name it. We've probably ticked them all off in the last year or so. But we're back. We're coming back. It was always kind of our idea, once we actually got things settled, that we would get back into this with a slightly different format. But first off, how have you been the last year anyway?
A lot's happened. A lot has happened. I've left two jobs, which doesn't sound great when you phrase it like that. But yeah, my time in hockey came to an end with an Olympic bronze medal under my belt. Obviously not mine, but it was lovely to have covered that. Then went and worked at Spurs Women for 7 months, which was an amazing experience. Learned a lot working in women's football at a time when the Euros was going on. England were winning, was pretty cool. Went on a tour to America. And I've now started a transition into a new career in sport psychology. So I've taken up a part-time master's in sport psychology with the aim of going into that when I grow up, essentially. A lot of studying, a lot of years of training ahead of me, but I'm really enjoying it. It's definitely where I want to go, but I also feel as though, yeah, this is a brilliant way to keep in the sports media and actually just get to know more athletes and getting to share their stories. And ultimately, I think that's realized what I'm most passionate about is helping athletes. And whether that be as a psychologist or whether that be in the media by growing the profile, sharing the stories, that's what I want to do. So yeah, buzzing to get back into this and excited for the new series. But yeah. What's been going on in your world?
I was going to say, you've gone back to school to a certain extent, not quite true, but I haven't gone back to school. I'm still exactly where I was before. Still working across the Mirror, the Express, the Star, and on the non-football sports desk, editing most of the time, helping manage that team. And people, I'm sure, who might follow me, my personal accounts on social media, will see I've gotten to do some nice, exciting interviews throughout the year. Ailish McColgan, I got to interview. Eve Muirhead, another one. Golf fans, I got to interview Gemma Driver after she won her first LPGA Tour title. So lots going on there, but obviously, well, I've been there just over a year now, so still lots to get to grips with. And it's been quite a busy year as my first year on a national titles, plural. So working on things like Wimbledon, the darts comes to mind, considering the Christmas and New Year period we've just had. But like I say, just been a manic time. But good to actually get the wheels in motion on this pod again. Work out, I think one of the weirdest things for me to work out was what interviews did I do for the pod and what interviews did I do for work, and that was a real tough balancing act sometimes. But I think we've kind of set our stall out, really, and then we've kind of drawn a line as to separating pod life to work life a little bit too. And that's essentially what we've been doing for the last couple of months, is organizing interviews, conducting some. We've already recorded quite a few. More are to be recorded, but in terms of the new format for people, previously we always went every 2 weeks. Yeah, that's been a bit unsustainable. Yeah, 2022 didn't really live up to that schedule. But in past years gone by, that's kind of what we've been aiming to do. This time it's a little bit different in that we're going to be doing series at a time. But once those series are live and active, we'll be going weekly. So we'll be bombarding people with all sorts of content. At a series at a time. So it'll be 8 to 10 episodes each time is our idea. Do you want to tease anyone with certain things that we might have in terms of content coming up in the now brand new series?
Just thinking, so I've recorded 3 interviews already, one more to do myself, and then potentially a joint one with you. But the ones I've recorded, we've got someone with a very inspiring story about their mental health and how they've overcome it in sport and continue to perform at a very high level in their sport. We've got a story that's very close and personal to me and the sport I participate in, and the story of how you go from setting up a new club to national champs in a space of a year and a half. And then, yeah, another really cool story of someone who's gone from playing their sport for the first time to representing their country 4 years later. You know, had first started playing the sport at 18 and was at Commonwealth Games at 22. And then, yeah, my final episode that I'm still due to record is with someone I know very, very well. He's a very funny man, very, very good athlete, very open and honest. And I'm really looking forward to that chat. How about yourself?
Well, having just listened to you talk more in depth behind the scenes about a couple of those interviews as well, I know that there's some good stuff coming. Likewise, I've got a couple already done, dusted, and then 2/3 that are going to be recorded in the next month or so. But yeah, like I say, we're still staying true to what this podcast always was, in that we love showcasing athletes regardless of where they come from, if they've got a brilliant story to tell, or they've got brilliant messages to put out there, whether it's mental health, whether it's overcoming adversity. The first episode that will be going out that I recorded, there's a lot on researching into periods in women's sport, things like that. I've heard people like Age McColgan, for example, Dina Asher-Smith, someone else as well, who's been calling for extra research into that. So we're still touching on a lot of those big, important topics, as well as diving into individual stories as well. So if that's your kind of thing and that's your kind of content, then the podcast is still staying true to what it was always meant to be. And sort of, like I say, pushing those athlete stories and telling them properly, but also a large part of what makes up an athlete and their personality is causes and things that they are passionate about at the same time. So at no point will we be cutting off anybody when they want to delve into a topic that they are passionate about. So yeah, still plenty to come. In terms of sports on my list, I've got cycling covered, I've got boxing covered, I've got athletics covered. You've got rugby covered, you've got hockey covered, you've got
rugby, hockey, cricket, and cheerleading.
Yeah, still as vibrant on the discipline and different types of sport as we always were, but like I say, giving you a slice of what these athletes' personalities are like and why we get so much from them, and seeing what inspirations there are actually out there in sport. And just by giving that a platform, we hope we can do a lot of good for people as well. The grand announcement, I suppose, very grand, is the date we are coming back for the first episode is January the 24th. Which is a Tuesday. So once that is out, we'll be going every single Tuesday for the next few weeks, dropping a new episode on the social channels. Speaking of social channels, please do give us a follow. Keep in touch with what we're doing. If you like what we're doing as well, please share and spread the word, because that is always how people have found our humble little pod from when we first started back in April 2017, which is going back a while now. We've covered quite a lot and done a lot of episodes in that time as well. Our social handles for people that might need them, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn as well, but all of our handles are at sportspielpod, so type that in and you will find us. And of course you can email us at sportspielpod@gmail.com if you want to send us a nice message.
What podcast providers can you find us on?
Well, the list is lengthy, very lengthy, basically anywhere, people. But if you have Spotify or if you have Apple Podcasts, YouTube as well, all of the big ones, we are there. I think that's pretty much it for us, isn't it, this time around? Other than saying stay tuned next week and you can catch our very first guest on our very first episode of a brand new series. Bye-bye from me. Bye-bye from Will. And you'll see us very soon.